Hello everyone, I'm here with
Ibrahim Maynard. I used to work with Asylum Seeking Refugees for the local authority, and I now do some support with them, and I'm linked in with the City of Sanctuary, and I'm also a governor at some schools as well.
Do you know what this week is about, Ibrahim?
Refugee week, yes I do. Well, the actual title of it is Compassion, so it's about being compassionate and understanding the people that have come to this country, and I think it's about having a true understanding and a genuine understanding about how we help and provide and comfort them and welcome them into Bradford, and I think we do quite very well with that. In the job that I did, I was involved in some of that, in actually welcoming them into Bradford, helping them get health care and support, helping them get their claim for asylum, so trying to find solicitors, helping them with getting into some sort of either education. So if it's ESOL that they need to do first, it's ESOL, like functional skills, maths and English. And then for some, it's getting onto other courses as well. Mainly that was at Bradford College, which were very, very good. They've got a very, very supportive network there. And some of the young people have done very well there. They've gone as far as getting degrees and done HNDs, and these are young people that have come, quite a few from Afghanistan that I actually worked with, some from Ethiopia, Eritrea, Chad, Ivory Coast, China, Lebanon, and some of the other countries. The majority that I worked with were from Afghanistan, and that was very difficult because they were only young lads who couldn't speak much English. And it was important. One of the things that I learned from that was the importance of language, and about people need to understand and be clear about the language that people speak. So majority of the young people that I worked with from Afghanistan, for example, were pushed to Afghan language speaking. But sometimes people, like whether other social workers or even solicitors, used to get an interpreter that was Pakistan pushed to, and that the dialect is different. So that becomes a big problem, particularly when they're wanting to go through their journey and why they came to this country and their situation and what's happened to them and the family situation as well. It's very difficult if you can't explain that.
Yes.
And that has a big barrier for some of them. So I've experienced that with some as well. So I've done all that, and I'm still sort of linked in and still ready to support other young people that come in as well. Because of my experience in that, I've been able to link some recent young people that have come to Bradford, link them up with the Iran Kurdish Mosque, and different facilities and stuff that's going on with Refugee Week, and the Afghan young people that have just come, I've linked them up with the Afghan Mosque and the different facilities that are in Bradford as well, and they're going to come to some of the events this week. For the Refugee Week, and then the Sudan boy who's here, and I've linked him up with the Sudanese community as well. So it's very important to try and have, the City of Sanctuary has a welcome app. I don't know if you know about that.
I don't
know.
Good.
It's like a little yellow card thing.
Yes.
They just click on that with their phones. I'm not a very good tech person, so I don't understand
it
all.
So you scan it.
So they scan it, and then they're able to find out what different services are available and that for them in Bradford. But I think it's sometimes helpful when you're an actual person to be at a certain, all right, this is the place, you can go there,
yes.
I can go here and things like that.
My last question is, do you know the importance of this work?
It helps to bring people together, but it helps to help people have a better life. You know, I found it quite rewarding that some of the young people have done very well, and I still see some of the young people who are, they're not young people now, they're adults, and some of them are parents. You know, and it's rewarding to see that they've got very good jobs, that they're doing well, they've got a family now, and, you know, some of them say, you know, thank you, Ibrahim, you know, you helped me a lot, you did this for me and that. I met someone the other day at the launch of the Refugee Week in Keighley. A young lad who was from Eritrea who apparently remembered me, that we placed in a fostering, a lodging place, And it was just nice to see him because I hadn't seen him for a long time. And he said, you know, thank you and that. And he's doing very well now. It's good to see that they're doing really well and giving something back to the community, giving something back to the economic situation that we have.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate that when asylum seekers come here, they're not able to work. It's because some have got skills and could do certain things, but because of the regime or government situation, they're not allowing people to come and work, which is unfortunate, really. You know, and then some of them skills have been needed, particularly over the last few years.
Thank you for your interview, Ibrahim. And I hope this week you get to see more of the people you help.